Welcome to today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Tammy Hemmer with Sharing the Weight joins us on today's program to talk about the regional organization providing comfort to children with special needs. And you are with an organization called Sharing the Weight. Why don't you share with our listeners about this group and just the work you've been doing here, not only locally, but throughout the state?
Yeah, Sharing the Weight makes weighted blankets for special needs kids with autism and other needs. I just made one this summer for a guy that has cerebral palsy. It helped him. Alzheimer's dementia patients, it helps. PTSD. Sharing the Weight concentrates on the kids, though, you know, instead of going into the adult end of it. It's just a basic concept. We make a 3-pound, a 5-pound, a 7-pound, and a 10-pound. It's 10% of the body weight of the child plus 1 pound is how we figure what size blanket that they need.
And how did the blankets work?
You know, like for little David, each child would be different, but for little David, his little body moves all the time. And so like when he was trying to sleep, his body was moving enough that it was waking him up. So then the blanket, his body thinks it's moving, but it's got the resistance of the weight of the blanket. That it's, you know, it's kind of tricking his body out that it's not actually moving as much as it thinks it is.
And this is a process that involves a lot of hours and a lot of labor. Why don't you walk our listeners through, say, if you're going to make a 10-pound blanket, how does that process work?
The process is basically, like for a 10-pound blanket, it's 2 yards of 45-inch fabric. Basically, you're going to make a huge pillowcase is kind of an easy way to look at it. A 10-pounder then will end up with 8 columns vertically, and then we'll put 13 rows, so then it ends up with 104 pockets on there, and each pocket has a generous quarter cup of plastic beads, and that gives it, so we're basically, you know, making a huge pillowcase with a whole bunch of squares on it with the weight in each pocket so that we can control where the beads go.
Just share with our listeners the amount of time it takes just to make one blanket typically.
We usually figure about an hour per pound, you know, depending on the skill level of the sewer, but so like a 10-pound blanket's going to have upwards of 10 hours in making one blanket.
And you have a lot of help, though, too, locally. Why don't you share with our listeners as well just the group that's kind of formed here locally in the Pella and Perry area?
Okay. At Third Reformed Church in Pella, we have 2 monthly parties a month, the second Thursday and the last Monday of each month from 9 to 3. And then at Perry, which we usually set a date. It's not a specific day of each month. We just set the date. But if you go to the website of Sharing the Weight, there's a calendar on there. And if the date is highlighted, if you click on that, then it tells you where there is a party. Because we have, like, in Corydon, I do a yearly party. And they're just getting ready to start doing a monthly party in Corydon. But then that way you can, you know, visually see where there's a party in your area.
And if there's parents that have questions about whether or not their child may qualify for a blanket or how they can go about finding more information about this. I know you have quite the backlog, but I'm sure you're accepting new people that may want to try this out for their child.
Yes, and we do, because Sharing the Weight does have a waiting list, upwards of 2,700 kids on our waiting list waiting for a blanket. But for local kids, when people do contact us for a blanket, to basically kind of get bumped ahead of everybody on the waiting list, we ask for a donation and then we make a blanket for their child and then they can have it and they don't have to wait on the waiting list.
And why don't you just explain, I know you were just with a group of students, just the impact that you've seen throughout. You have numerous anecdotes of children that have really had a huge change. You've mentioned some already, but what are some of those that always stand out to you and maybe even motivate you to keep going?
You know, every one of them, it's kind of like, you know, you hear a story of how a blanket has helped a child, a little girl that her birth mother, she didn't have autism, her birth mother drank and did drugs while she was carrying her, and at 4 years old they put her on a sleeping pill and she would sleep 3 to 4 hours a night. Then when we got her the blanket, they didn't give her the sleeping pill. With her blanket, now she's sleeping 8 to 10 hours a night. So it's just kind of like I get kind of discouraged, and then I hear a story, and it's like, yes, this is why I'm doing what I'm doing. And there, we just have multiple stories of how, you know, a parent gets back to us, and they see a huge improvement in the child's behavior. You know, I know as an adult, when I don't sleep well, I get cranky. You know, you can't function, you can't think clearly. So it's just the quality of the life of the child improves so much when they have these blankets.
Once again, that was Tammy Hemmer with Sharing the Weight. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.